Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
An insider's look at the National Football League.
That's a W. How many of you want to eat a W tonight?
Time for NFL lunch.
Hooked you a turducken. There it is.
He's probably a Popeye's biscuit away from being a tight end.
Sponsored by Ruth's Chris Steakhouse with Vinny and Haney on Sports Radio. 105.7 The Fan.
Time feed you some football here on this Woman Crush Wednesday. Ravens added OTAs. Kyle Hamilton is there, which is good news. We'll talk to Vinny Serrato bottom of the hour about that very subject. But we travel around the National Football League kind of, sort of. We're going to concentrate on the Steelers, and in particular, their brand new quarterback, who's wearing number 8. And apparently jersey sales have been off the charts or off the rack. I did see the NFLPA said Lamar Jackson was 18th in merch sales in the National Football League over the last calendar year.
They've already been bought up. They're bought up 5, 6, 7 years ago.
What, the Lamar ones?
Well, I mean, if you already have a Lamar jersey, why are you buying another one? Anyone who wanted one would have bought one 5, 6 years ago.
Do you have one?
A Lamar jersey? No.
No?
No.
Are you a jersey guy?
Nah, I only have a couple.
Okay. So. Well, my wife has both the home and road purple. No, black. She got the black one. And a purple. Oh, she got 3. I bought them. My daughter has one. I have a Lamar t-shirt. Like, it's, you know, it's got the number 8. You know, I'm not going full on jersey.
Hey, those are cool. The jerseys.
Yeah.
They're comfortable.
Yeah, because I could spill stuff on those. I mean, I drop 120 on a jersey and I get my ketchup on it. I'm going to be running hot. But anyway, we're not here to talk about jerseys per se. We're here to talk about Aaron Rodgers. And he met with the media yesterday at their mandatory minicamp. Signed last week, 13.5. Could go up to almost 20. Depending on his performance. But, you know, why is Pittsburgh your spot?
You know, I think it starts with Mike Tomlin. I mean, I've been a fan of his for a long time. There's a few iconic franchises in the NFL. I played for one of them for 18 years. This is another one of those. There's something special about, obviously, this area. So many great quarterbacks are from Pittsburgh. I feel like Pittsburgh has been a part of my career from the beginning. Playing for Mike McCarthy for 13 years. Having Tom Clements, or Tommy Clements, depending on how old you are, as my quarterback coach forever.
Yeah, sorry, Jet, you didn't fall into that iconic franchise that he played for. But Aaron Rodgers, he mentioned Mike Tomlin. And like all cities, Nolan, your coach is the worst coach if your team doesn't win Super Bowls. And we talked to a lot of people that cover the Steelers, and we'll get into it once mini camps are over next week, or in a couple of weeks, rather. And Mike Tomlin faces criticism, but it seems as though he is greatly respected throughout the league by his peers and by players like Aaron Rodgers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, it's not a surprise at all that I think a prominent free agent goes there and cites him as a big reason for that. It's not a surprise to me at all. And as far as Tomlin's track record, I mean, he's dealt with a lot of head cases. I think Aaron's a little bit different, whereas some of the receivers that the Steelers have had over the years that have grown frustrated with their role or something like that. I mean, Aaron's just weird. He's still a head case, but he wouldn't not show up to practice or actively pout over his role or something like that. I feel like he might be a little easier to rein in.
Now, we had Jason Cole on yesterday, around this time, as a matter of fact, longtime NFL writer. And he talked about Aaron Rodgers and his quirkiness. and it's become more prominent since he's become maybe a less than MVP level quarterback. We're going to do his stats here from last year in a second. But, you know, I've burned a lot of brain cells over the years. I don't remember him for the majority of his Packer years till maybe a little bit later when he was first discount double checking all of that with the State Farm. I don't remember his personal life being kind of like tabloid fodder. That didn't really start to play until maybe, what, 8 years ago when he was with the, can't remember the, she's married to John Mulaney now, Olivia Munn.
Oh, okay.
And then Danica Patrick.
Right.
And then, you know, others, another actress or actor, excuse me, it's 2025, whose name escapes. Shanine Woodley, I believe her name was. Woodley! I don't remember him being, and then the ayahuasca thing kind of took him off the grid, and then with COVID, I've been immunized, and then found out he was. I don't remember him being that dopey when he was leading them to Super Bowl championships back in 2010.
No, I mean, there was that story about his family. They're like, oh, his family doesn't talk to him. That was during the Packers years. But right. When that came out, everyone was like, oh, what's wrong with his family? And now it's what's wrong with Aaron?
Yeah, what's their problem?
Look, he's weird. He just is. He's a weird guy. I don't know what the change was. I think towards the end of his Packers career, he was kind of doing that typical aging veteran stuff. You know, oh, am I going to run it back for one more year? You know, where he kind of dragged out that decision. That was maybe the early warning signs of him being a bit of an attention seeker and a spotlight seeker. But he's not the only player that's ever done that.
Oh,
so,
no, yeah. And then he grew his hair out and wouldn't tell anyone why. Turns out he was trying to be John Wick for Halloween. It was just like this real stupid story that got blown out by, you know, us a-holes in the media. But anyway, Aaron Rodgers, he waited. It was when Pat McAfee said, I'm trying to, you know, figure things out. Why the wait, man?
I wouldn't say it was super clear cut. I didn't want to shortchange the guys and be, you know, sign, but be elsewhere mentally or physically. Until I could be here and be all in, you know, I needed to take care of my business.
Whatever that business may be, apparently he got married. Again, I don't know. He had a wedding ring on, and he did confirm it was a wedding ring. Apparently his wife's name's Brittany with an I, and all of that good stuff.
That's trouble.
Yeah, but, yeah, what was Vinny saying about big butts and flat backs and all of that earlier? But, you know, he wanted to make sure his head was clear, man. I mean, he's in the spirit world, and he didn't want to shortchange the guys. There were videos of him a couple months back playing catch with DK Metcalf out in California. Well, apparently he's all in, and, you know, based on what we're listening to here and watching the video, it seemed a relatively pleasant.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Food yesterday.
Well, the longer it dragged on, the speculation was only natural, right? What's the holdup? I even said it. I mean, what is there to decide on? Personal stuff aside, I think you should probably have an idea decently soon if you're in or out. At this point, I think he probably communicated to the Steelers, look, I'm pretty much in, but I don't intend to be there for voluntary stuff. So I don't want to go through the same stuff that I did with the Jets last year, which was, oh, I'm going to be there, or we expect him to be here, but all of a sudden he's in Egypt or wherever
he's on the pyramids.
Right. And, you know, when asked about it, why were you there instead of the team? And he didn't have really that great of an answer. So I think his answer here makes a little more sense. He just wanted to avoid that headache. But I'd imagine the Steelers knew all along.
Yeah, or they would have probably made a more aggressive play at another quarterback. We'll come back, talk about more Steelers, Ravens, and all the fun stuff that goes with it as we talk to Ryan Wilson, CBSSports.com. Then Vinny's going to be joining us live from One Winning Drive, another Funhouse trip with Nolan McGraw coming up around 1:45 or so. Inside Access at 2, and then it's Baltimore Baseball Tonight brought to you by Jerry's Home Services, live from Pickles, Orioles and Tigers. We'll preview that one more time. Orioles have lost 2 in a row, 3 of 4 after the 6-game winning streak. We're going to be down at Pickles. 5:30 it starts. We'll be there earlier than that. If you're coming to the game, stop by, say hello.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.